I'm going to play a little hornpipe. A typical rhythm in a hornpipe is da ta 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 da. You know, if you're a musician, it's da 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 16th. It's a little thing called the swinging on a gate. Thank you. Another little tune before we bring on one of our ensembles. This is a jig. Typical rhythm in a jig is ta 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 ta. When you're in Ireland and you go to the pub, people are dancing at the tables, you know, having a great old time. I always wish we could do that in America somewhere. Maybe when I leave, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm here for another week. And gosh, what am I going to do with my life? You know, maybe I'll start a pub where everyone dances on the tables, you know. But this is a little tune called Swallowtail, and it's a jig. Ooh, I'm going to play my D whistle, which is a bit bigger. We're going to do another tune now with an ensemble, a guitar, fiddle, and tin whistle. It's called the Sky Boat Song. So let's bring on Sarah and Chris. Take it just a second to get set up here. Thank you. The Isle of Skye, just as a little thing after the song is already over, is on in the Western Hebrides of Scotland, and it's a romanticized sort of an island. A lot of people, I remember in Scotland, they talked about it as, oh, let's go there for our honeymoon. And it's also the sort of place that's it's very historical. Bonnie Prince Charlie was taken to the Isle of Skye. Bonnie Prince Charlie is a Scottish hero, if you know Scottish history, which I don't know enough as much as I should, but I'm learning more. So anyway, that was the Skye Bow song. Now Sarah's going to get up and do a little fiddling for you, so she'll announce her own tune.
I can't tell you anything about this tune, except the title. Actually, I'm going to put two tunes together. One's called Speed the Plow, and the other is called The Devil Among the Tailors. So I suppose putting them together would be Speed the Devil Among the Tailors, or Plow the Tailors, or, well, whatever you want. Okay.
Next, we're going to do a little tune. Got so many pieces of paper up here. You know, I'm breaking one of the rules of traditional music. I'm using music. One thing I like about folk music is it's handed on from generation to generation, kind of like folk tales are. I really love sitting around the campfire and telling tales, making tall tales out of something that someone told me at one time, and I keep embellishing it and embellishing it. Well, I'll tell it to my grandchildren someday. Same thing with folk tunes. They start out as one tune, and maybe someone will take it to a different county or a different country. In the case of America, people brought a lot of tunes over from in this case, Ireland and Scotland and Wales and England. And as they spread out through the country, they changed. And one person teaches a song to a friend and says, oh, this is the way I heard it. And then someone else teaches a song to another friend and says, oh, this is the way I heard it. And pretty soon the song has a lot of different variations. And with the variations come different titles and all sorts of things. We're going to do, this is our one romantic tune. This is called Give Me Your Hand. Thank you. While the vocal ensemble is getting set up, I'm going to do a little tune here called Jenny Dang the Weaver. A lot of people here at Holden learn to weave. We have a loom room downstairs. I'll admit, I didn't think I'd ever learn to weave when I came here to Holden. I've been here about a year now, and I've woven a few things. I sent one to a friend in Scotland, another one to another friend in Scotland, and I sent one to my ma for Christmas, and gosh, and she really liked it, and I've got one I've got one left, and I need to finish it. It's my own, so before I leave next Sunday, I've got to make sure I finish it. So this is about all the weavings I've done this year. Thank you. What we got next here, as soon as I find my music. I lived and worked at a place called the Iona Abbey, or Iona Community in Scotland. It's a volunteer place similar to Holden Village. If you're around next Saturday, I'll be doing a session talking a bit about Iona. There at Iona, I met two guys who write the music for the worship and the community life at Iona. And I fell in love with the music, especially sitting there in the abbey that was built in, I think it was 563, and it was rebuilt in the 1940s. It had been ransacked by your relatives and mine, the Vikings. I claim Scottish and Norwegian blood, so I can, anyway. But sitting there in the abbey with the music resounding through all these, you know, people have been sitting there for centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries and other centuries, you know. It's great. And the monks hanging out there, you know, and doing their thing, praying, and, you know. But I really like the music, so we're going to sing three numbers for you here. The first one is Veni Sanctus Spiritus, which means Come Holy Spirit.
Spiritus, veni sanctus spiritus.
We're going to do, actually not we, Brian and Carol are going to do a little Scottish lullaby. It's called Baloo Below. May I just see the music real quick? I'll read the text through to you. It's actually in English. Carol will be doing it with a wee bit of a Scottish brogue. You know, I'll read the text. It says, "Oh, my dear heart, young Jesus sweet, prepare thy cradle in thy sprite, and I shall rock thee to my heart, and never mair from thee depart. But I shall praise thee ever mair with songest sweet unto thy glare. The knees of my heart shall I bow, and sing a richt baloo below." Anyway, I think you can probably understand that. "Oh, my dear heart, young sweet Jesus, prepare my cradle in my sprite." I didn't actually find out what sprite meant. Maybe someone else knows. "And I'll rock you, a spirit, okay. And I'll rock you to my heart, and I won't ever depart from you." Okay, then. But I will praise you evermore with songs sweet unto your glory. The knees of my heart shall bow, and I will sing right baloo below. All right, so...
Oh, my dear heart, young Jesus, wait, prepare thy cradle in my sprite, and I shall rock it in my heart, and never mair from thee depart. But I shall praise thee with songest weight unto thy glory. The knees of my heart shall I bow and sing a richt baloo
below. The last tune that we'll do, the vocal ensemble here, is a tune called "Will You Come and Follow Me?" And it's to the tune called "Kelvin Grove." The Scots, in the hymn book they use there at Iona, a lot of the songs they do are written to traditional tunes. So the people know the tunes and just learn new words according to the generation that you're living in, the time that you're living in. I really like that. I love to see the Lutheran Church do even more and more of that than we're doing already. So that the songs are contemporary with our times. So the last tune that we'll do here is called "Will You Come and Follow Me?"
Shape the world.
bells echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go, where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me.
We're going to bring another ensemble. This is actually four of us have hammer, dulcimer, and guitar, Tim was one, and what else do I have on this side yet? And violin, fiddle, yeah. I'd like to introduce the people who have done singing and playing so far. I think it's really important. Carol Mockestad, okay, yeah. Dar Krennic, maybe you can stand up while I'm doing that so people know who you are, all right? And let's see, who else has done? Chris Tossengard, all right? And Brian Lloyd. Dane Johnson is going to play the hammer dulcimer here, all right? And Brian Felton and Sarah Preuss, and I'm Brian Moore. There are actually three Brians playing tonight. It's not too often that happens. You know? We're gonna play three little tunes for you here. The first one is called Wind That Shakes the Barley, and the next one is called Smash the Windows, which isn't to be taken literally, of course. I know the Mavericks need more work to do around here, but we won't do that. Okay, and then Dane's going to play a bit of dulcimer by himself. And Sarah and I, actually I said three, but it's actually four. And Sarah and I are going to do a little reel called Scully's Reel. So maybe what we can do is we'll play all four, and if you want to clap after that, go ahead and clap after we played all four. I see why traditional musicians, they didn't need music. It made it a lot simpler. Smash the windows. Thank you.
tune as St. Basil's hymn. It's rather monotonous. So if you'd like to close your eyes, sit back and relax and think about something nice for right ahead, I just ask that you not snore too loudly.
Next, we have Chris Borges going to come up and do a little song for you, and I'll let Chris introduce that song for himself. Here he comes.
Well, lately I've been kind of used to singing more in a blues style and singing kind of scrapyard rock and roll with this band that we've got here. So it's a little strange for me to do this song, but even though I like that harsh kind of music, there's a part of me that really likes prettier music. And this is a song that I heard sung by Jackie McShea, or McShea probably, who was a female singer in the group Pentangle, who played kind of in the late 60s and through the 70s. And I think they did an album kind of recently. But it's an old Scottish song called So Early in the Spring. Just a sec. So early, early in the spring, I shipped on board to serve my king. I left my dearest dear behind. She oft-times swore her heart was mine. My love, she takes me by the hand. If ever I marry, you'll be the man. A thousand vows so long and sweet that we'll be married when next we meet. And all the while I sailed the seas, I could not find a moment's ease. In thinking of my dearest dear, but never a word from her could I hear. At last we sailed into Glasgow town. I strode the streets both up and down, inquiring for my dearest dear, but never a word from her could I hear. I went straightway to her father's hall, and loudly for my love did call. My daughter's married, she's a rich man's wife. She's married another, more suited for life. Oh, curse your gold and your silver too, and curse the girl who won't prove true, who all her for. Vows did break and married another for riches' sake. If the girl is married that I adore, I'm sure I'll walk the land no more. I'll sail the seas till the day I die, and break the waves rolling mountain high.
We just have a few more for you here. We're going to do a little tin whistling. And hey, when you guys leave, you can leave that door open there. Maybe it helps. It's kind of hot in here. Guess I didn't say it loud enough. Ver mi o rovan, o ver mi o rovan, I ver mi o ruho, smita bronach stum vi. And that means, when I'm without you, I'm sad and lonely, basically, that's what that means. Okay. So, Gaelic's a wonderful language. When I was in Scotland, I heard it spoken quite a bit, and in parts of Ireland. I really like to learn to speak the language. So anyway, this is called An Eriskay Love Lilt. They call me Mr. Grace. They don't call me that anymore, though. When I was in Scotland, especially at the Isle of Iona, I remember not only the Abbey is there, but the people who live there on the island, and most of those people fish. And I spent some time on the Isle of Mull, and there, most of the people fish. It was wonderful to see them going out early in the morning, and hauling the nets onto the boats, and the gulls were squawking away. I'm from Oregon. I really love the seagulls. They do something for me when they don't poop on my head or something. But then in the evening, they row on in. They come on in. Actually, they don't have rowboats that much anymore, but they come on in with, that sounded more romantic, though, to say they row on in. And I really like to just sit and watch the fishermen. We're going to play a little polka here called the Ballantory Fisherman. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to finish off here, or actually over here. I blame all my humor on the pastors that I know. You think I had a few pints of Guinness before I came up here, but I haven't. Afterwards. I'm going to play a little an air here. It's called Ned of the Hills. And I found it off an album of a Scottish band called the Tannhill Weavers. That's it. Thanks for coming.